I will try to do this on most days between now and the end of this month. I don't want to take up too much of the time. Exactly how long it will be, I don't know, but about 10, 15 minutes at most. We'll every day try to cover maybe a little bit of either Be'er Tefillah or Haggadah, and then Halacha L'Maaseh, specifically as it relates to Erev Pesach, Shehaliyos B'Shabbos, like this year. So we'll start off with the first real Ikkar Tefillah that we say, specifically for Pesach, it says, we know the Nusach Tefillah. The Nusach Tefillah is difficult to understand. It just seems to be a series of shvachim, or statements of facts regarding the Bechir of Klal Yisrael, and exactly what each one corresponds to, and what's the connection, the kesher between all the descriptions here of Klal Yisrael is not so easily understood. Ata b'chartonu is one, ahavta isanu, two, ratzisa banu, ramantonu is four, kidashtonu, mitzvetzacha, keraftonu is number six, and shimcha agadol hakadosh, aleinikod also. So, taking a little bit here from the Siach Yitzchak, it's Yitzchak Blaze, it's brought in the Siddha Agra. So the first part of what I'm saying is here in the Siddha. He learns like this very gishmak. Ata b'chartonu mikol ha'anim. We know we say this on the Shalosh Regalim. So the b'chira mikol ha'anim corresponds to Pesach. Pesach was the time that Klal Yisrael was chosen by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to be, it says, b'nei b'chayri Yisrael. Of course, we don't need the rise to that. That's was Poshut. That was the beginning, so to speak, of Klal Yisrael being an Ummah. Ata b'chatonu mikol ha'anim. Ahavta isanu corresponds to Chag Shavuos. As we say in davening, by night, we say, Avas Olam Beis Yisrael Amcha Ahavta. And the Av of Klal Yisrael is reflected within the Torah and Mitzvahs. We continue Torah and Mitzvahs. Chukim Mishpatim my son only Malita. So the reflection of the mitzvahs of the Ava between Klal Yisrael and Rebbeinu Shel Olam is expressed within the Torah and mitzvahs that Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave us on Har Sinai. So Ahavta Isanu is a reference to the Chag Shavuos. Viratzisa Banu, and then we say Viratzisa Banu is Chag HaSukkos. The connection between Ratzon, Ritzui, and Chag HaSukkos, he brings down that you always find Ritzui and Ratzon on the heels of some sort of a chet. We say Ritzei Hashem Rokeinu Ba'amcha Yisrael. Yaakov said to Esav that he said that you're in my eyes like a malach, latirtzeini. That after they had Yishlach Yaakov Malach and Lefanov. So it says over there, Loshen Ritzui. We know that Sukkos comes after Yom Kippur, which is the Gemara of the Chet HaEgel, when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was Mechaper, and he always says, Alosh in Yisrat, Salahim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mechaper Klal Yisrael, B'Simcha on Yom Kippur, and at that point, they entered into this state of Ritzui, where the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was Merutzu with Avod of Klal Yisrael. So we have here the Sholosh Regalim, Ata V'chathon, Mikol Ha'amu, Mistaru, Chag HaPesach. So that's the Bechira of Klal Yisrael. And then it says, that brought us, that was a beginning, a heksha, to come to Matan Torah, which was a time of a Ahavtai Sonu, which ultimately, Klal Yisrael fell, and was Oivin the Aved and the Chet HaEgel, but ultimately again, came around the Tshuva and the Slich of Yom Kippur, and we were Zeicha to be in a state of Ritzui, V'ratzisa Banu. Okay, Ad Kan, what he says, so I was thinking, continuing in this vein, very possibly, that now the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were now misakin this the rest of the Nusach HaTefillah here al Oisa Mishkol that it corresponds again to these three Yom Tovim, but with a beer, with more of a beer now. Now we're going back. As we know, Baruch HaBanu Mikol Ha'am V'Raymanu Mikol Ha'oshen always go together. In Tefillah we always find in Kiddush and in Tefillahs we find Bechira and V'Raymamtonu Mikol Ha'oshen. So it makes sense that V'Raymamtonu Mikol Ha'oshenos is now B'yeser Bi'ur Ato V'chaltonu Mikol Ha'ami. V'Raymamtonu Mikol Ha'oshenos. V'Kidashtonu V'Mitzvah Secho is now B'yeser Bi'ur, what we said, Ahavta Isonu. V'Shas, Ma'im B'Har Sinai, and the regal of Shuas, like we say again, which is expressed, that love of Abba, the Rebbeinu Shel, is expressed with Torah mitzvahs, chukim mishpatim, esam limadita. So that's the Torah mitzvahs is v'kidashtanu v'mitzvahsecha, that we attained a certain kedusha of Kabbalah's oil mitzvahs, of course, was again b'shas ma'amid ha-Sinai, and that's wherein it's expressed and reflected the ahavta esam of the Rebbeinu Shel. Also, one can say, based on the Vudraham, that Vudraham says, when he's explaining the bracha of Alatilas Yudayim, and for that matter, all the Berachas HaMitzvahs, so he says, Yisrael Asher Kiddushanu B'Mitzvahisam. So he brings two pshatim. One pshat is Kiddushanu B'Kipshuta, it's a lashon of holiness, like it says that the Ribbono Shel Olam is Veskadishtam V'Yisam Kiddushim, that Al Yudei the Mitzvahs, it's Kiddushanu, we were made holy through the Mitzvahs, like we became a Klishadis. Through the acceptance and the performance of the mitzvahs, we're able to make ourselves kadosh to a point that we're able to be oivid and do mitzvahs before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he brings a second pshat, a very nice pshat, that kidshon is miloshon kiddushin, erison, because the Klal Yisrael became mekudesha, so to speak. We find throughout Chazal that the mind of HaSinai, says in Shir HaShirim, for instance, it says Biyom Chasunasa, Biyom Simchasliba, Rashi brings down Biyom Chasunasa is a Matan Torah, is considered the Kiddushin and the Chasun of Klal Yisrael to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So when we say Asher Kiddushanu B'Mitzvaysav, that through the mitzvahs is the Kesef Kiddushin, so to speak. The Kesef Kiddushin, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was Mekadesh, Rebbeinu Shel Olam being the Baal, as we find usually in Chazal, Klal Yisrael being the Kala, the Kesef Kiddushin of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, so to speak, is the mitzvahs, the tie of mitzvahs that he gave us. That's Asher Kiddushanu, we became a Kudeshas, we became connected and bonded to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam as a unit, Ata Echad, V'shimcha Echad, Mika'amcha Yisrael, Goyachad Ba'odet, we became a Yuchid, again like a Lashon, Chasin and Yichud, through the Kabbalah HaMitzvahs. So that's where Mamtonu Mikol HaLashoy Nois is Pesach. The Kiddashtonu V'mitzvah Secha, again that's the Kedusha and or the Kedushin that was attained through the mitzvahs at Maimon HaSinai. And then we say the Kerachtonu Malkeinu L'Avodasecha is a reference to Sukkis, because on Sukkis, you know, based on the Mishnah in Sukkah, where it says that an Eved comes b'fnei the Melech, b'fnei Rabbi, b'fnei the Melech, l'yakit n'shalmayim, that Sukkis is the Yontif where it's considered the Avodah of Klal Yisrael is on that Yontif. That was the time, Mimachus Yom HaKippurim, that we became Mitzvah in the Binyan HaMishkan, which is the Avodah of Klal Yisrael, after it was Ratzis HaBanu. So what does the Ratzis HaBanu allow for? It allowed for Klal Yisrael that we became now Roy to become the Kudiv to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in the Mechitzas, in the Tzilu Demamnusa of the Sukkah, that's the Keirach Tanu, that we're together with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Keirach Tanu, Malkeinu, La Avodah Secha. Here specifically the Avodah, as distinct from Torah and Mitzvahs, like we say in Tefillah, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Soda Secha. Here we talk about Avinu. So the Torah is referred to, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Nisan HaTorah is referred to as our Av. And we say, V'Karveinu Malkeinu L'Avodah Secha. In terms of the Avodah of Klal Yisrael, there the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is referred to as the Melech. Like we say, Ka'avodim Im Kivonim Im Ka'avodim. In terms of Avodah, is a Malchus, the Keratonu Malkeinu L'Avodasecha. So again, I think that this is a very galate Gishmak Pshat. You should have some Pshat when you start off the Tfilas of the Chag. This is a very simple Pshat based just in the Pirush HaMilas here. And then, of course, it all leads up to the Shimcha Agodah, V'Akodosh Aleinu Kodosa, and that leads you now in to Vatitain Lanu Hashem Elokeinu B'Ahava. All this is the climax of all the Atav v'Chatanu, the level, the stage of Bechira, to the stage of Ava, which led to the stage of Ritzoy, all leads up to the main Nekudah here of the Shimcha Agodah HaKadosh, which is in effect the Siyum of the Bracha, like we say, Mekadesh Yisrael, the Azmanim, that we and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, there is an Ichud between us and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and that's Mekadesh Yisrael, the Azman. One other Nekudah here of the Pirush HaTfilah. I was thinking that the Gemara says in Brachos, that what does it mean, Mekadosh Yisrael, the seam of Kedushas? This Bracha, Kedushas Hayoyim, is referred to as Kedushas Hayoyim. The seam of the Bracha is Mekadosh Yisrael V'Azman. So the Gemara explains, it's Mekadosh Yisrael, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam made Klal Yisrael holy, And they in turn have now the ability of Yidei, the Kiddush, of the Yamim Tovim, of the Levona, Al-Piriya, and subsequently through that, the Yamim Tovim. So it's Klal Yisrael that has now the Kedusha of having been Miskadish by the Rabban Yisrael, now has the ability to be Mekadish, to go to the next step and be Mekadish Yizmanim. So it's Mekadish Yisrael, the Hazmanim, meaning that the Rabban Yisrael is Mekadish Yisrael, who then in turn are Mekadish Yizmanim. That's Pshutai Pirish Amilis of this bracha. So I think then that the psicha of the bracha and the tzura of the entire bracha really follows that mishko, that on that shot, because he started off out of the chaton mikol ha'amim, which is to say mekadesh Yisrael. That's the kedusha of the shimcha, like we just said, hagodah ve'akadosh aleinu kadasa. Okay, so now we're kadosh. What do you say next? Vatitein lanu Hashem lekenu bi'ava moyadim l'simcha. The Rabban Shalom then gave us the moyadim. It doesn't say the Rabban Shalom was mekadosh the moyadim, but he gave us the moyad with the ability, having been mekadosh us, the ability to be mekadosh the moyadim. He was mekadosh us, and he gave us vatitein lanu Hashem lekenu bi'ava es yoyim this yoyim chagapesh chagamatzis mikra kodesh zecher letzias mitzrayim. So now, that's in essence, really, we're saying Mekadosh Yisrael, which we now have the ability, having been granted, given the Mayat, so it's Mekadosh Yisrael, the Mekadosh Yisrael, that's in essence the Baruch of Mekadosh Yisrael. So in terms of halachas, we'll speak today on Simen Tov Ayin. In our Chaim Simen Tov Ayin of the halachas of the Tanis Bechayim, which I'll try to cover just in a few minutes. The basis for Tainus Bechayim is brought first in, or brought, one of the earliest Mekayimus for it is brought in Sefer Seifrim, in Perek Chaf Aleph, in Halacha Gimel. The Lashon over there is that Ein Mesa'anin on Chodesh, in Chodesh Nisan. We know we don't fast B'chlal, Tainus Chaloyim is an exception. There are Moses, you do fast the Tainus Chaloyim. But other than that, other Tanaisim, even a Yartzeit, we don't have Tanaisim in Chodesh Nisan. And it goes on and it says, Ella habachayrish ha-misanim b'arach Pesach. The exception they are brought in the Masech Tesayfim, one of the prizes, is b'chayrim that ha-misanim b'arach Pesach. In addition to that, we have in the Yerushalmi and Pesachim Adach Yud Amar Aleph. Yerushalmi over there brings that Rebbe and one other person, it says, the Gemara brings, that they were lo'ocha le'chometz v'lo'y matzah on b'arach Pesach. Chometz or matzah. So the Gemara says matzah they didn't eat because it's kibayil arusel soy b'beis chomer. We know that we don't eat matzah on Pesach because in order to save the experience, so to speak, for the leil Pesach, for the leil seif, it's kibayil yibayil arusel soy b'beis chomer. What about chomets? Why didn't he eat chomets? So there the Gemara gives various reasons, one of which is because he wanted to eat l'teyavah and b'layla. The Gemara gives a number of reasons. One of the reasons the Gemara gives, that Rebbe, the Gemara says, was a Bechor, and the Bechorin were Masan on Erev Pesach. So that's why he didn't eat, that's why he didn't eat Chametz, which, but that would, that's what, that would explain why he didn't eat Matzah too, but according to this reason. In any event, the Gemara then brings from other Amiram, they sort of dispute, it seems, whether he was in fact a Bechor, not so clear. The Gemara says other reasons maybe why he didn't eat. But Al Kolponim, that's one of the reasons that's brought. And the Mordechai and the Rosh, in the beginning of Arvei Pesachim, in Perek Arvei Pesachim, Paskin, like, they bring this Yerushalmi, and they say, although it's a pluk in the Yerushalmi, whether Rebbe was fasting, was actually fasting because he was a Bechor, we, then Oilam is Noyig, like that chap in the Yerushalmi, that he was a Bechor, and he was fasting as a result, and that's how we have the Minig, not a Halacha, it's considered to get the Minig, it's of course less Chomer than most other Tanaisim, if not all Tanaisim, even less than the Tanis Esther, which is to some degree a chayva. This is Mishra Minig, and our Minig is Taka, that's B'chayim Fist. Now, it's brought, the Beis Yosef brings from the Tanya. This is not the Bala Tanya, this is somebody, obviously, before the Beis Yosef, who was one of the Kadmoinim, Kamal Arishan. The Yeshua Siakim says in the Chuvis that he was the God of Ador in his time. So the Tanya says that it's not necessarily that we have to fast, which we are not to fast. But at least his opinion is, and it has some ramifications, La Locha, that it's just not to eat lechem. And it's meduyik in the Yerushalmi, it says le'ochal le'chametz le'matzah. It doesn't say that he was a sami, but it just said that he was misami. So he says, and also in the reasons, because the Gemara says one reason in all is to eat matzah le'tayavos, he could have eaten fruit. According to that side, he could have eaten mine targima. So the Tanya says, the Seifer, the Beis Yosef brings that you, the Bechor, it's not a dintainus. He's just not allowed to eat chametz or matzah. That's the extent, or mezoinus, or pasul the kisnim, but he can eat mine targima, what they call. And we don't pass him like that. But it is brought la'alocha, the Mishnah Berurah brings, that if the Bechor is cholosh, if he's weak, and he has a hard time fasting, so then we're soymich on this Tanya, that even if he doesn't find like he can fast, but he shouldn't eat more than mina targim, and that way at least he'll certainly be yotze according to the Tanya Shita. Now, who's chayv to fast? So we have, it says, whoever bathes, why are we fasting? We're fasting because we were nitzel, the b'chayim were nitzel from the makas b'chayim, as we say in tefillah, b'chayim ga'olta. So the b'chayim of Klal Yisrael were, so to speak, saved, because the gezeirah was upon them also. Being that that's the case, so who's b'chal the fast? Whoever would have been b'chal the gezeirah, the makas mitzrayim. The Medrash says would be both on the Bechor of Me'ein, would be on the Bechor Me'av, would be on the Bechor Zocha, on the Bechor Nekeva also. Now, the Bechor Nekeva, we, the Ramah, we go according to the Ramah, I believe the Mechaber says that the Bechor Nekeva would also face, if I'm not mistaken. But the Ramah says, Ein Noyegim Kain, we only face Bechor Zocha, but again, Bein Me'av, Bein Me'ein, if the father would have a number of children from different wives, they would all face. There's also the Gadol Shabbavayas, it says, got killed in Mitzrayim. But that, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Gadol Shabbavayas would not say the older brother or sister is away, the Bechor, male, female, and he's a Gadol Shabbavayas, or not the Chapis. That we're already not knowing that a Gadol Shabbavayas would fist. The Bechorim of Kaihanim and Leviim, which interestingly also don't really have a Kedusha. The Kohanim and the Leviim, let's say they're Mina'im. So the Bekut Kedusha that they have usually Mina'im, that Peter Echem, that they don't have because the Kohanim and Leviim, these not the Yinabet. And the Kedusha of a Bechor, that it's Rashis Ainoil in Yinachala, that you get Pishnayim, that they don't have because they're only Bechor Me'im, not Me'av. So here you would expect that it would be like a woman, that also, since it has no dinim, like the Ramah says of Kedusha, so they don't fast. But in fact, the din is not like that, I guess, because Be'etzem, there is a Kedusha's Bechor, Mina'im. It just so happens to work out that because he's a Levi, so it doesn't have any practice, any application. But in essence, there is a Kedusha, so Bechor, a Levi or a Kayin would fast, Bein Mina'ad, Bein Mina'im would fast, and the Keva would not fast. Now, in terms of a child, a Kotin, so here is a question whether the brought down that the minig is that the father, assuming that he himself is not a Bechor, that he would fast for his child until he became a Gadol. If the father was a Bechor, so here's a machlokes, whether his tainus is able to be oiler for both himself and for the child as well at one and the same time. Better here it says that the mother should fast, assuming that she's not going to be cholish, mitzta'ar, or anything. Certainly, if she's a Yeledes, Mubedes, Meinekes, in those categories, she certainly would not fast. Even if she's somewhat weak and she finds it hard to fast, since some say that the fast of the father could work for both, assuming that the father was a Bechor, otherwise she wouldn't be fasting to begin with, so then the father's fast would go for both of them. A child within 30 days of birth, the father would not have to fast for, because it's not. And just like Pidyon HaBen, that the Shem Bechor, at least the Pater Rechem, is at 30 days. Now, it is brought to Mishnah Berurah, says that a woman who started fasting for her child, and she fasted one time, she needs to be Matineda if she wants to stop. So although, like we said, there's Murim to be Mekel over there, but once she did it one time, and the Mishnah Berurah elsewhere really says that that's assuming that that one time was done with the intention to continue doing it. If she did it one time just because, you know, why not? I'll try doing it, see how it goes. Then you probably need probably three times. In order for a mitzvah, hamhaga toiva, you need three times at least for it to become the neder to require atara. But if she intended to do it, then it would be even one time. Okay, now the tainus itself, is halacha is not that well known by Tanaisim. We have this idea that Tanaisim start in the morning, most Tanaisim. Which is true, but in fact, halacha is that if one goes to sleep, ashinas kvar, as usual, And without making any sort of a t'nai, let's say he's unaware that there's even a t'nai, it hasn't occurred to him that there's a t'nai the next day. He forgets about that it's a t'nai, or he just doesn't think, he doesn't make a condition that he's going to be able to eat when he gets up before it's daybreak, he's not allowed to eat. So Mishnah Berurah says that you have to make a t'nai before you go to sleep, the night before the t'nai of Bechor, that when he wakes up, if he wants to eat before Alois, he has to make a t'nai. If he hasn't made a t'nai, he cannot eat. Mishnah Berurah says he could drink. Hatchili, you should make a t'nai for drinking also. But the evidence for drinking, if you didn't express it, it doesn't need to be bedibur, but if you didn't think it or express it, the evidence you're going to be able to drink. Bukhar, assuming we'll get into the siyumim in a moment. Yeah. The what? Yeah, I think that the thinking, I believe that the thinking is enough. Certainly bedi'evet it's enough. I think l'chatchila, it says like on Tisha B'Av, it says if you want to continue eating, so the Mishnah Berurah says, the yotzei l'chol hadayis, it's better if you actually speak it out. Probably the same thing. Now the Bukhar will get the siyumim, so the smitzis in a moment, but the Bukhar says, if he is fasting, says aneinu by mincha, if you try to arrange it so that even if you have 10 people fasting, the shliach tzibba is not going to be somebody who's fasting, so that you're not going to say aneinu v'tzibba, which is not, it's not for the kedushas of Erev Pesach, or for Chodesh Nisan, and so on, to be able to fast, so we don't have somebody. There is no kriya v'yichal, even if you have 10 people. Again, a person who, I think we mentioned before, who has some sort of a headache or an ayek, even a mechush, some sort of an ache, so he would not fast, and he could be soymich on the Tanya, and he should eat only mine targima, or according again to the Tanya, that is already sufficient, that is the entire din tanya, so that's what he should do then. Now, in terms of a siyum, whether Sudas Mitzvah works or not, and when we say Sudas Mitzvah, we usually were more acquainted with the siyum. But the same thing would be true, it's even a siyum. There are better Sudas Mitzvahs than a siyum. For instance, you have a bris mila, if a siyum works, so then if you're buying an Erev Pesach bris, you'd be able, if you were a Bechar, if you're mishtatif in the Sudas Mitzvah, if you were there, b'shas the bris, certainly, then you'd be able to eat. But whether that works, whether any Sudas Mitzvah, even a bris works, is a machlokes in the achrayim, the Mishnah Berurah paskens, as we know, the our minig is that we are saimach on Sudas Mitzvah, even a siyum. But Mishnah Berurah says, as he does by the 9 days also, that you have to have some sort of a hishtatvus in the siyum. If it means that you're buying, you're taking part in the buying of this of the food, and even if you're sitting there and you hear the gemar of whatever was being learned, that's considered a hishtatvus and a hishtatvus in the siyum. If you haven't done that, then I saw brought down from Rabbi Yashiv that he says that that's not a Sudas Mitzvah. If you didn't do one of those two things, you came after the siyum was already made, you had no shaychus, you ran into shul, people are eating, Rabbi Yashiv says that that's not a siyum. Now, you're only able to eat by the siyum. You can't take a doggy bag and bring it to your house. That would not suffice. That doesn't have a Shem Sudas Mitzvah. It has to be in the Mokoyim that the siyum was made. You could continue eating, of course. Once you, so to speak, broke your fast and you ate by the siyum, then of course the tannus was bottled for you for the entire day. In addition, if one knows that he's going to attend the siyum at 6 o'clock in the morning, it's after Alois now and he wants to eat, and he knows at 9 o'clock he's going to have a siyum, he's not able to eat until he actually takes part, he's mishtafet in the siyum. We'll be finished just in another moment or two. The siyum is possible to be made not only on Masechtis, of course, but on Chav Dalet, on one of the Chav Dalet Svarim in Tanakh, or Mishnayis. If you learn the Masechta Mishnayis, Igros Moshe says that if you're learning Mishnayis, or I think he says it on the Chav Dalet Svarim, but Pashas means Mishnayis also, that he says that you have to learn it, his Lashon is Be'iyon, in Pirush, with a reputable Pirush. He says there are many Pirushim that are not reputable, they've even written some of them, he says, by people that are not the Shem Torah Mitzvahs. So it means you have to, if somebody's going to be learning through a Chumash, or something in Nach, or Mishnayis, he should have, of course, the Torah Shabbat Peh without Havana, without a minimal Havana, is really Torah Shabbat Sab is a question. Pashtus does have some sort of a meaning to it. But otherwise, certainly in the Torah Shavuot Peh, you need to have some sort of information against it. You have to learn the Mishnah is B'Iyan. Now, Erev Pesach Shechal, the Shabbos, like this year. So here we have a three-way machloikus in Mishabuah, and Mishabuah has brought down two of the shittas, the Mechab and the Ramah, but there's actually three shittas. Some say that you fast Thursday, which is Al Minig. It gets Nitcha back to Thursday because Friday is Arab Shabbos. It's not so in the covered Shabbos to have to fast on Friday. If it falls out on Friday, if Erev Pesach falls out on Friday, then you do fast on Friday. But once it's a Nitcha, you're pushing it back, so we are noyig to fast on Thursday. Others say you fast on Friday. And others say you're not Misana Klal, since the whole thing is a Minig, and it was Nitcha, so there's no Chiyuv to be Misana Klal. And how Minig is, the Minig Olam is those that fast, which is the general Minig, fast on this year, and they fast on Thursday. Now, I forgot to mention before, when you're fasting in a regular year, when it's on Erev Pesach, this year you end up fasting on earlier, but when you're usually fasting, if a person feels like if he's going to fast, he can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah Salayla well, drinking or eating of the matzah is going to be too shvach, and he doesn't fast. Again, then he should just eat Mine Targima, like we said before. If he's a Bukhar, he should eat a Suda Lachem, or matzah, Ashira, whatever the case is, he should just eat Peiris. Now, when it comes out on Thursday, like this year, so here you don't have an issue with the Mitzvah Salayla, but you do have the issue of the B'dikas Chametz Belayla. And the same din that was true on Tanis Esther, that you weren't able to read the Megillah until, you weren't able to eat until you read the Megillah, because if you have a mitzvah, you're not supposed to be mafsik and eat while there's a mitzvah, Shema Yimashach B'sidasa. So here it's also true. It should be true that a Bukhar who didn't attend to see him and he's fasting, he should have to fast through the B'dikas Chametz. If that's hard, as is the din by Tanis Esther, so it says that you're able to eat less than a kebaya of lechem. This year you can eat lechem still, right? And or mina tagim, a peiris, however much you want. Certainly you can eat less than a kebaya volume, and so on. Or you can have somebody else. You can make a shliach to do the b'dikas chometz. That would also be okay. The one last thing that so brought down. That the Stipler and the son of Chaim, on a deal like this year, they would make a siyum, because the Ashitas that say, you make a siyum on Thursday, so that's fine for Thursday, but what allows you to eat now on Friday? Could be that it's Chalvut Tainus now the next day, it's still before Pesach, and it could still be Chalvut Tainus, so they used to make two siyum. It wasn't something of a deal. He was probably making two siyum a day regardless. But he made a siyum on Thursday, makes a siyum on Thursday, he makes another siyum on Friday. Rav Moshe says that you don't have to be machmir like that, because again, it's only a minig. So Rav Moshe says that you make one siyum on Thursday, and with that, you're yotze, and the Suda's mitzvah, and you're able to. You say, if we went through Atav Chatan and Chalamim, the next chalik of the tefillah is Lifnei Chataeinu Galinu Me'atzeinu. And it's Rechakim Me'alad Maseinu. And Anachnu Choylim La'alois V'lei Rois Shtach Rois Bechonach. The last is Choy V'seim B'veis Bechid Asaf. So we say because of our Avedis, so we can't, number one, be La'alois V'lei Rois, which is the Mitzvah Aliyah L'Ragel. Then it says, L'shtachavoyz v'chonecha, we can't be v'shtachne. And we can't be oisachay v'seinu v'beis v'chiyosecha, which is the karbonis that we brought, that a yid brings, the oilas re'iyah and the shalmei chagiga that one brought, the shas v'aliyah l'regel, v'lasachay v'seinu v'beis v'chiyosecha. So that's fine. The ha'orah over here is, what's the l'shtachavoyz v'chonecha in the middle? We did our berries. We can't go to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, be mekayim aliyah l'regel, and we'll ask his chayv esenu to bring korbanos. What's the shtachavos? What is this shtachavos? Talking about things that Yidden they went to the Beis Hamikdash, things that they did because they were commanded to do. And you find it a little bit later in the Musaf also. It says the Hashem of Israel, Hashem Kehan Labedosim Levin Lishiv Mazinu, the Hashem of Israel Nivayim, and B'sham and over there Nalev and Eirav and Nishtach Vel Chonecha B'shalish Pamei Rebalei. It says there will go be Oyla and be Eirav and be Nishtach Vel Chonecha and the Shalish Rebalei. Again, the Nishtach Vel Chonecha. So
is brought down in the Bistirov, in the stencils that were printed al HaTorah. I believe it's in Parshas Vayera. So it says over there, by the Akedah, Abraham said, "V'nishtachav v'nashuva aleichem." And he said that we're going to go up. He was giving what the itinerary was going to be. But okay, this is v'nishtachav v'nashuva, and then we'll go back. So the Bishvina brings what was the ishtachav over there. So he brings from the Ramazan in Aderes Elio in Parshas Kisavos, and it says in the Parsha of Bikurim. Also, it says over there that he was an ishtachav. So the says that Ishtachavisa is it says there a cloud that whoever goes in the Makam Hamigdash, Kalayitzai Min Hamigdash Sarach Ishtachavah. That's what he brings, the Lagoin brings, that that was a din, Midine Kovid Hamigdash, and when they walked out of the Beis Hamigdash, if they did whatever they did, so you're required to be mishtachav on your way out. Like you find often, you find in Tanakh that were people when they left the Melech, or they left in the Rebbe or whatever it was, so they were mishtachav on the way out. He said that's by the Akedah, that's what it was, mishtachav ben Ashuva Aleichem, and that's what it says by the Bikurim, the Mishtachavisa, Lefnei Hashem Lekechav, because they are well, that once you're in the Makom HaMikdash, you can't leave without prostrating, without being mishtachav derech kavod. So that's what he wanted to say, that the Bishvirah was teaching that here also, is because there are clouds, so my father once said this over, he asked, I think, very strong questions on this chat in the Tefillah, that number one, first of all, here it says, in between, before Lalois, it says Lalois Leirois, and before Velasus Chai Veseinu, it says Ulishtachav is Lechonecha, Velasus Chai Veseinu. According to the Briskerov, it should say Lalois Leirois, Velasus Chai Veseinu, which is to say the Karbonis, the Eulas, Re'i, and the Shalmei Chagiga. And then the last thing on the way out is Ulishtachav is Lechonecha. After, like you see, over there it doesn't mention the Karbonis, but later on in Mosif it says Visham Na'alev Ne'edav Nishtachav Shmonecha. So over there the Hishtachavah is the last thing that the Yid is doing before he's leaving the Makom HaMikdash. Number one. Number two, also more of a subtle and edel Shaila of Lechayim, maybe no less Shver, is that he tied it that in Lomdus Bishlamah Yisayim Visham Na'alev Ne'edav Nishtachav Elefonecha. It makes sense to say it over there. Here, Mitnei Chataeinu, you're saying that because of our Avedis, so in Mela we can't go up and do Aliyah, Re'iyah, bring Karbonis, and we can't be Mishtachav. You only Mechoyev to be Mishtachav, there are Chavid once you're there. It's not the kind of thing that you say that your Bachodinzach that you're saying that, like Nebuch, we can't go up to the Beis HaMikdash and be Mishtachav. That's not an Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. We're not talking about something that you go to the Beis HaMikdash to do. It wouldn't seem to fit so well into the Nusach HaTfila over here that this is one of the things that we're Nebuch not Zoyche, we're not able to do. So he suggested an alternative, a different pshat there, a very geshmak pshat, an obvious, maybe an obvious pshat, and without going into it, but there's a Rashi in Kisisa, that's Meduyik in Rashi. Rashi says when Ra'isa Sachoira, he says that that Moshe Rabbeinu was being exposed Kaviyochel to Rabban Shalom, to the Gila Shchina, to the Kavod Hashchina. So Rashi says over there that he was being Mishtachave. Mitzad, because there's an Avoida that the Shchina itself requires a year to be Mishtachave. That's Derech Avidosai Bekach, the Avidosai Bekach of being exposed to the Gilui Shchina of the Rabbanu Shalom, to the Gilui Shchina, that requires a Yid to be Mishtachav, because that's the reaction, that's the response of a Yid to the Shchina. Not because the Mokhoim, you're walking out of the Beis HaMikdash, so Tzarech Mishtachavah. That is where there was in a special Gilui Shchina, so that is what is required. Like you bring Karbanis and so on, you bring a Menachah, you bring a Mincha, and various other forms of avodah, k'taydus, there's an avodah v'srufzach that's considered a shachavah. Which is taka milhavdul by avodah zorah. It's also one of the dalal avodahs. Is iguach and kiko and nisoch and shachavah is one of the dalal avodahs that a person is oyvid avodah zorah is derech avidasa, even if it's not specific to even every avodah, every avodah zorah, even not specific to it. If you bring a carbon or you mishkachav to any avodah zorah, that's a chi of nisoch. That's avodah zorah. So kaviyocho by the melech malchayim lo by the rebbeinu shalom, that is considered derech. That's considered an avodah. So there's a chiyuv to be mishtachve, he's saying, where there's a specific gilui shchina, like Chazal say that the pasuk says when you go up to the Beis Hamikdash, like it says, v'sham nala v'neirov v'nishtachve l'ponecho, which is also art, I think he is. It says v'sholish pam be'yigaleinu v'kosu v'soyresecha sholish pam v'shona yeirov kol zechucha. So where's the same thing about ishtachve over there? It says like it says, so you see Yedah and Yalah, that's one thing. That's Aliyah the Ragel, that's Re'iyah. We didn't say anything about Shtachavot. So the Mishnah Rabbah is saying, because you don't go out without being Shtachavot. So why are you putting it in? I mean, so you don't do anything without being Shtachavot. He's saying, and there we're going to go up, and Yalah, Yedah, and Shtachavot, like it says, that Shalosh from Yedah calls the Chuch. And we didn't say anything about Shtachavot. So he said that the pshat is, the Gemara says, Kedel Shebalei Rois, Tach Balei Rois. That means that when the Yidden went to be other Regal, so the Torah says, Yeroa Kol Zuchuruch, it means that we are put ourselves in a position to be seen by the Rabban Shalom. Yeroa means that we're to be seen, we visit Kaviyach, the Rabban Shalom, in the sense that he sees us in his Makam HaMigra. The Gemara says that it's really a two-way street. Kedel Shebalei Rois, Tach Balei Rois, that there was a special deal in Shchina, the Shas, the Mayad in the Beis HaMikdash, that the Rebbe Shem revealed himself. There was as much as it was, of course, all year round in the Makam HaMikdash, there was a Shchina, but especially so, like it says, that we're showing ourselves to the Rebbe Shalom, so that's to say that the Rebbe Shalom was more bechush, so to speak, the spirituality, the Ruchnias, the Ma'ar Shchina, was stronger and more bechush on the Moyadim than it was all year round. So he said that additional level of Gilui Shchina that the Rebbe Shem appeared to the Bnei Yisrael in the Beis HaMikdash three times a year, that was a level that required the year to be Mishnah. So that's very moving why you're saying Nechatainu Galinu Me'atzainu. It's not just something that you do once you're there. That's a chelek of the Aliyah L'Regel. And one can even say that maybe it's even the highlight. It's mashma. That's a chelek of the Aliyah L'Regel. What do you do once you're there? So you're seen. And what do? So we know. You bring karbonis. But in addition, there's also a nishtach v'l'fonecho. And then it says, in Pesukim, it's very, there are many rayas to this. Once you now read Sukkim and Tanakh, knowing this, we'll see the Moshul in Yecheskel and Perek Mem Hei, which is the Haftarah that we're going to read in Parshas HaChodesh. So over there, the Pasuk says, I'm just giving you one or two Mishalim there. A few Pesukim, V'voy Am Ha'aretz L'fnei Hashem B'Moyadim, when Klal Yisrael comes to be Oyle Rego B'Moyadim, Habo Derech Sha'at Sofen L'Yishtachavos, Yaitse derech shah negev, va'bo derech shah negev, yaitse derech shah tzafoyna. So it's the one who comes to be mishtachavos, that's not zeh haklal kol ha'yaitse min ha'migdash tzorech mishtachavos. That's not because you're leaving you need to be mishtachavos. That's habo derech shah tzafoyna l'mishtachavos. You're coming to be mishtachavos. V'voy am ha'oretz b'fnei Hashem, I think is the lashon. V'voy am ha'oretz l'fnei Hashem v'moyadim, the l'fnei Hashem is mechayev l'mishtachavos. That is the avodah that's mechuyev al pi, the being in the presence of the Shem. Okay, now halacha. Let's discuss a little bit the. There's a minig the Rama brings down. Actually, before we get to the minig, I think. A very curious lashon here in the Simen Tov Lamed. It says like the Shabbos Shalifnei HaPesach Koyin Noisu Shabbos Hagadah. talk just for a few minutes about Shabbos Hagadol. So it says the Shabbos lifting at Pesach is referred to as Shabbos Hagadol, as Ne'a Nesh Anasagot. Because of the nest that happened. What's the nest that happened? So Mishkazur, Chazal was doing a medish, that when they went out of Mitzrayim, so we went out of Mitzrayim on a Thursday, in that year, which means that the Be'osel HaChodesh Hazeh, the Yichulam, Ishsel HaVeisol, Ishsel HaVeis was on a Shabbos, 5 days prior to that was on a Shabbos, which was considered the Aschalte Geula, it's called the Aschal of Geula, started to the time that they were told to take the Korban Pesach, and especially because that was the Eloheim Shal Mitzrayim, and they didn't react, they couldn't react, they couldn't take action against Klal Yisrael, so that was considered the beginnings of the Nes, and now Nes and Nasibu, it's called Shabbos Hagadol. So Ashton, I mean, just this Shutei Kaich, what's the halacha that the Mechab is saying over here? The Mechab doesn't say, and the Ramo goes on, it says, V'aminik loyma b'minkla Hagadol mitchilas Hagadol mayinu, based on this Nesh and Asiba, the Ramo believes that the Minig Yisrael was, and maybe is, in many places to say, portions of the Haggadah, most of the Haggadah, on Shabbos Haggadah, and the reason is because it's like a Pasuminisa, because it's Nesh and Asiba, so there's a little bit of a minor Sipa, Yetzias Mitzrayim, at least to some degree, to be medabah, to be misapa about the nest. It says, well, what's the mechabah say? Mechabah says, Shabbos shalif nefetz akar yinayit shabbos agolim ne'a nesh anasa, by period. Well, what is he telling me? What is a history lesson? I mean, what is the... what's shteta on the mechabah? The chayru, what the mechabah is saying, the poshet, is that you have to call it Shabbos agolim. The din, the one din that the mechabah brings relevant to Shabbos agolim is, Shabbos shalif nefetz akar yinayit shabbos agolim, Mipnei HaNesh HaNasim. It means that there's a Chiyuv and a Kiyuv who call it not Shabbos. And this Shabbos, the Shabbos, and this Hashem, the Shabbos HaGodah, which is Pashtus, is the Pesach Shechol Yitz B'Shabbos, that's Shabbos HaGodah. Whether you hear the Shabbos HaGodah Joshua this year on that Shabbos is a Shabbos. Some say you say it the week before in order to maximize the knowledge that you're going to Alokis, that you're going to hear about the Shabbos HaGodah. Once it's already at Pesach in the afternoon, it's somewhat late to be finding out about the halakhis of Zika and Bihu and so on. So some say, Mimela, that in a year like this year, Shabbos, Shabbos, the Joshua gets backed up to the week before. Of the Shabbos HaGodol is, Shabbos HaGodol is the Pesach this year. That Shabbos HaGodol, it's a halakha that it's supposed to be called Shabbos HaGodol. And if Ne'a Ne'a Nasiboy, Ne'anesh and Nasibah is saying that it's, and that's the reason, because there's like a pasum enis, because there was a nes, so a nes always, implicit in there being a nes, is that you have to publicize the nes. How do you publicize the nes? How do you publicize the nes of Shabbos HaGodah? So the Ramah says, you say HaGodah, but the Mechabah doesn't say, you say HaGodah. That says, you call it Shabbos HaGodah, that's how you publicize the nes. If you say Shabbos HaGodah, why is it called Shabbos HaGodah? Ne'anesh and Nasibah. That's why you're calling it Shabbos HaGodol, because you are pasuming a nes, implicit in the nes, there's a requirement to be mefarsim that nes. This is the Mechab in the Ramah. So let's discuss a moment or two about this Ramah. Aminik lo yin mincha HaGodol metchilas HaVodim ayinu HaVachaf HaKol HaVim Yisraynu. You read the HaGodol on Shabbos HaGodol from HaVodim ayinu, not from the Halach Ma'ani or the Manishnanda, but from HaVodim ayinu. Ad l'chafe akol avon yisaynu. There's no derech shayla tshuva. You don't need the shaylas. You can start from the avodah meyinu, just the derech sif of the alva, until l'chafe akol avon yisaynu, which is in the end of the dayenu. That's up to the point that it says Rabbi Gamliel, kol shalabimulil ayma kol shalom shloish nadvar meid lo yosef echay vasa pesach matzah mora. That is to be mekayim your ikachiyav that you don't want to do yet. Of course, that you're going to say for the leil seder. But up to that point, sort of the entire introduction or the build-up and the joshes, Rami Ovid Avi, up to the point of Kol Shel Olam, Shloshes Dvarim Halalu, was the minik to be said on Shabbos Hagodah. The Maaser Rav is brought down that the Goyin, it says that the Goyin, it's not clear if he's saying that you shouldn't say it, but at the very least, the Goyin did not say it. Did not have this minute of the Ramah to say, that's why many Yidden, and certainly amongst the more litvisher Yidden, don't have the minig based on the gun. What's the issue over here? So there's one of probably at least two issues, one of at least two issues over here in the saying of the Haggadah, on Shabbos Haggadah. First issue is very interesting. It says in Hilcha Shabbos, in Simin Reish Ayin Hei, it says we know that there's an issa to be mata ner on Leil Shabbos, the neris are still burning, or Shabbos itself, so you can't push around the oil or the wick, because in a sense that's considered to be a malach. It says in Ayin Reish Hei, in Sif Hes, so it says there are some exceptions to this. You have two people reading together, so it's assumed that each one would remind the other one if he sees him reaching over to the Ner. So two people could read by candlelight on a Friday night because they're be reminding each other. Also, it says if there's something that is like Rosh Hashanah or things that people pretty much know by heart, are very familiar with, you're reading a book or a sefer that you have a very great familiarity with, so that's something which is mutter also, because you're not going to be that medayik and be matter than that. It says here in Sif Tes, Leil Pesach, Shacholiyos B'Shabbos, not this year, but we're Pesach itself falls out on Shabbos, so you have the first Seder is Leil Shabbos, Leil Pesach is Leil Shabbos, is mutter lifter is ha'agodah, the sefer, so it says you're able to read the ha'agodah, the sefer, because it's like very general knowledge, so to speak. This is because even the Gresta Amoritz, he has a familiarity with the Haggadah Shel Pesach. In the Mele, even if it's two people, so it's not a problem, but even assuming a person is sitting by himself, Leil Seder, when it's Leil Shabbos, he's able, but in there, he's reading the Haggadah, he's able to do that because it's assumed that there's a familiarity with the material. So some say that's the minig, that's where the minig to say the Haggadah on Shabbos Haggadah comes from. What do we mean? Because the klal is, some sefer like this, Legabe Sfiris Mechias Amolek, that he says in an Ibiya, like this year, you should have had Kavanah in Parshas Kitzeisa in the summer, to be Yaitza Sfira Samalek, because the shear of Sfira or Shikha is 12 months. Like it says in a mess, Mishtakach Ben Alev, until Yud Beis Chaydish, it says the mess is Mishtakach Ben Alev by Mitzia, it says that there's a shear of 12 months also. So, in an Ibiya where there are 13 months, there's going to be 13 months between one Tashu Zohar and the next. So the Chassam Saif is Machadish that during the summer months, by Kusaitse, the Balkaida and the people should have in Zin to be Yaitse, Chiyas Mechiyas Amok. So similarly over here, when you're saying that people have a familiarity with the words of the Haggadah, but Lamaise, you're going to have 12 months between the saying of the Haggadah. You can even without an Ibiyah, just in general. It's going to be 12 months from one Pesach to the next. So in order that they shouldn't go by 12 months, and the Melech is going to be an issue reading the Haggadah by a Ner that you don't have the familiarity with, so in Melech, that's why there are some poskim that say, Achrayim, early Achrayim, is brought down underneath the Maaser Rav, there's a Pirush on the Maaser Rav, the going, so they bring that this is the reason for those that have the minhag to say it, unlike what we were saying before, it's because of the Nes, it's Pashut L'Halacha, that you shouldn't have forgotten it to the point that there would be a problem of being matter than there. So a week before Pesach, in order to chap around within the 12-month period, you make yourself somewhat familiar, you go over the words, and the mailer then, Pesach by night, it won't then be a problem. Okay, this is not, of course, the pashtus in the mashmois of the Ramo of why we're saying it. The reason for the going, finish off with the what the Gaon says, we'll try to explain it a draft, but the Gaon says that the reason why you don't do it is because we're saying the Haggadah itself, part of what you're saying in Shabbos Haggadah, is Yochel V'gazel Levincha Yochel Meir Shkoydesh. It says, V'gazel Levincha, I don't know when the Chiyuv Sipu is. I would think it's from the beginning of the month. Why? Because HaChodesh HaZalachem Reish Chodoshim. So we say, then no, Talmud Loimah Bayoim Ahu, V'gazel Levincha Bayoim Ahu, which is the day of the 14th. So if we say the 14th, I would think it's Mibayd Yoim in the afternoon of the 14th. Mashmalon is by the night of the 14th, Babuzeh, that you can point at the Matzah and the Mor. So the Gaon says, so it says Befeidish, that there's no secret Yitzias Mitzrayim is Mitlatoli dependent on the Leil site. That's what it says. There's no matzah morah. On Shabbos Hagadol, there's no matzah morah menachem lefanecha. Nobody says to do that. So memela zokidoyin. There's no, certainly not a chiyuv or a mitzvah of sipi yitzias mitzrayim, or of saying the Hagadol. Now that doesn't necessarily mean that he's saying that you can't do it. L'chayre, there's still not a reason why if a yid wants to do it, but it's a reason why there's no minute to do it. I mean, there are most saying there's a minute to do it. The Gaon is saying there can't be a minute to do it because it's basically meaningless until Leil Seder Ba'avuzeh. There's no meaning to saying the Hagadol because it's not b'shor sheyesh matzah mor menachem lefanecha. But there is a reason this year why on Shabbos Hagadol one may should not say. And that reason is brought in the Siddur of the Yavetz. The Yavetz says that similar to the concept that we have that there's a boil arisosev in Beis Chama, which is that a person doesn't eat matzah on Erev Pesach, it says, Yerushalmi says, because it's kiboil arisosev in Beis Chama, it sort of takes away cools off the geshmakai of the mitzvah, of the achilas matzah that you're going to experience for the first time in a year, that mitzvah. Achilas matzah by night, the matzah's mitzvah, if you do it Erev Pesach, so it's going to detract from the geshmak, from the teyobin of the achilas matzah. So the Yavid says that when Erev Pesach is chal liyos, the Shabbos, like this year, so Shabbos Haggadah, which is when there would be a minig, according to the Ramah, to say the Haggadah would be on Erev Pesach, so that means that's to say that a few hours before you're going to be sitting down to the Seder and saying the Haggadah for the first time, now 12 months, you will have just finished saying it a few hours before. So in a regular year, we don't have this problem. In a regular year, let's say, so Erev Pesach was a few days before. We don't find that there's a problem of eating matzah a few days before. Some people have the minig, that from Rosh Chodesh, whatever, but that's not Boil HaRosasim Beis Chama. That's a minig Baal. That some people, of course, they want to have an even greater geshmak, so already then there's a from an earlier point. But there's no mitzad adin, if dafka Erev Pesach, that there's a problem to eat the matzah. So it would be dafka on Erev Pesach that there's a problem, assuming that we would be comparing the mitzvah halayla of the Ba'avuzeh, b'shor sheyesh matzah mor menachem lefanecha, which you see, that you have this we have this parallelism between the sipur and the achilas matzah. So the same with the boil ha'resosim beis chama, not to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. So the Yavid says is also don't ruin the geshmak the teyavim in the ruchni and stick a teyavim and saying the Haggadah will be old hat by the time you say that now. The Mela this year, the Yavid says, even those that maybe in previous and other years would follow the Goyim and would not follow the Goyim, they would do like the Ramon, they would be saying from Avodah Mayinu until the Chafel Nafshisenu, they would be saying the Haggadah, but this year there's an additional reason why one should not on Shabbos Haggadah possibly say the Haggadah. And in fact, you do find that there's a certain zehiros that even people that otherwise would be saying it on a day, in a year like this year, would not say.
I will start off with a Pirush HaTfila. Life and Musa, if you feel Musa. We say, B'nai Beis Chuk Ba'at Kila. Chayna Nidosh Ka'al B'chayna. So we ask God, Hakad Baruch Hu, for the Binyan Ba'ayis, V'hareinu B'dinyonoi, V'samcheinu B'sukunoi. So, the Shaila is, what is the Siyach Yitzchak, the Pirush, Siddha Agra. So Yishtelzach, what does it mean V'areinu v'binyana? In the spell that we should live to see V'asad Lava in Binyan Ba'ayishlishi V'samcheinu v'sikunai. So you ask me for the Harainu and you ask me for the Samchainu. Okay, so those are two separate things. But what's Bivinyana and what's Bisikuna? Doesn't mean the Harainu in the Binyan, and the Simcha should be Bisikuna in the Tikkun. What's the Pshat? So the two Pshatim are brought like Gishmaka. One is more clever than the next. Two Pshatim here are brought in the Pirush of the Tfilah. First Pshat is brought from the Tshia Leib Diskin, from the Mario Diskins, that's it. Tshia Leib says, based on a Medrash in Eicha, Pasuk in Eicha, it says, Tavu ba'adet sha'areha, ibad l'shiba b'richa. Says that the gates in the Churban Bayis Shani, or Churban Bayis Yishon, the gates sank into the ground. Tavu ba'aretz she'areha, and the Medrash says that Lasid Lavoi, why was that done? So there should be some portion of the Beis HaMikdash that wasn't consumed, that wasn't destroyed, and Lasid Lavoi, the gates will be found and will be, Baina will set up the gates of the Bayis Shlishi. Now, although we know that the Bayis Shlishi, it says, is Eish Min HaShemayim, it says that it's going to come down Eish Min HaShemayim, Shilad explains, but we wanted to have a chaylik. Probably so wanted to have a chaylik in the midst also of Asul Yimidosh, Rasul Lavan. So if it all comes down, Mishamayim, there's going to be a chisorin in the Simchas Mitzvah of the Binyan Bayis, because it's not going to come about as a result of our Binyan. So in Leila, that's why, that was the nest, and the purpose of the nest, that Tavu Ba'ez Shara'el, this is based on the Gemara and Cheskes Abatin, on Daphne and Gimel. The Gemara says that a person who attaches the gates and the glosses to a house, if he builds the glosses, it's Ke'ilu Banu Labayis. And Hilchus Kinyonim, that the one who sets up, who attaches the doors and the gates to the house, that's like the Makav HaPatish, the entranceway to the house, that's Ke'ilu, he was Banu Labayis. So Zatuk Shilai, that's what the Medrash is saying, that the Pasuk Tavu Ba'ez Shareh, that will, although it's going to be Yoyded Min HaShemayim, Amigdash Shaleish, but Ba'isol will still have the opportunity that it should be Nafsha Ki'ilu, they were binding the Beis HaMikdash, Al Yudei, the attaching, the binyan of the Shareh. So he says that that's the trap. Those are the two things. V'hareinu b'vinyanoi, V'hareinu is a passive, it's passively, we're just watching. L'Hareinu, we're going to see the vineyard, and we're going to see who's going to build it. That's the Rabbani Shalom is going to be building it. It's going to be Yoyded Eish Min HaShemayim. So that's Hareinu. We're going to see the Eish Yoyded Min HaShemayim. That's what we're being misspelled. Aber v'samcheinu, aber our simcha, the Yoyded Min HaShemayim is not going to produce the simcha shal mitzvah, because that wouldn't be the key of mitzvah. That will be the Rabbani Shalom's vineyard. But the Tavu Ba'aret Shiodel, that's the tikkun. What's considered, what's nechshav, the makav patish, the tikkun, like tikkun mona, when you bring the sack and the kli, the last chaylik, the tikkun of the keli of the Beis HaMikdash, that's going to be al yidei klal Yisrael, and the mela, that's going to produce, that's going to allow for a simcha shel mitzvah as well, that's for samcheinu, is going to be besikunim. That's one pshat, that's a pshila. Another pshat that's brought, is based on the Gemara, in Achalil, in the list, in the parak, in the fifth parak in Sukkah. So the Gemara says over here, the Mishnah says that Mesaknin v'hayusham tikkun gadol. Says in the Mishnah that he was a tikkun gadol, v'shas v'simkas v'eishas v'yeva, he was a tikkun gadol. So the Gemara brings from the Braisa, what's the tikkun gadol? What was this tikkun of the Beis HaMikdash? So that's the mechitza, essentially. The Gemara says that was the mechitza that was built, they set up the Shas, the Simchas Beis HaShoyeva, when everybody crowded together, not in their usually, you had the Noshim and the Ezes Noshim, and they had the Yisrael and the Ezes Yisrael. But the Shas, the Simchas Beis HaShoyeva, they relocated and they were very close quarters. And in Mela, there was a Chashash and Tefrat, there's Mount of Simcha, that it would come day mixing between the men and the women. So it says that they were Mesak and a Tikkun Gadol, which is the mechitza was built, as Sarat Tvachim, the mechitza was built to separate the Schanim from the Kedis. So, the title that the Pshat is, V'areinu b'vinyanoi, that's Pashat, V'areinu b'vinyanoi, Samcheinu b'sikunoi, is based on a halacha that it says,
that it says the Poskim say that if you have the Moshel Sheva Brachas, where you have men and women mixed together, meaning where they're certainly if they're dancing together and so on, Nachmanu Islam, but if you have an intermingling, a taruvis between Tchonim and Kaivis, so it says you don't say Shasimcha B'Maina. Although usually by benching you say Shasimcha B'Maina, but you don't say it Bishas with his Tzazamim, with his men and women together. Because that's not a Machim Simcha. That's not Emes Simcha, that's not. It's from Poskim, that's not. So he says, V'samcheinu B'Sikula, that we're talking here on Yontif. And the male of the Yontif, they used to create, certainly on Sukkot, they used to create the Shas Simcha Be'ezah She'eva, the Tikkun Gadol of the Mechitza. But in order for it to be the Emes Simcha, a Simcha Shal Mitzvah, the Shas Simcha Be'ezah She'eva, in order to maximize that Simcha should be Simcha Be'ezah She'eva, and Mishal Eira, Simcha Zula Eira, Simcha Miyama, so you needed to make a Mechitza, a Tikkun Gadol. So Hareinu Zuvin Yonoi, that's the Beis HaMikdash. And then Chazal also thought to it, do things in order to maximize, to produce a real Simcha Shal Mitzvah in the Makom HaMikdash. That's why I am Yamai Simchenu B'Sikun. Right, let's talk a little bit now, just in terms of Halacha, we'll discuss really very much, at least we'll start off talking in very general terms, about the Chiyuv. On the one hand, we have the Chiyuv Bir Chametz, which certainly one way to be Mekayim Bir Chametz is on the Beit Bittul, by being Mevatel at delay, is considered a Kiyum of Bir Chametz. And then we find that we have an additional mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz, Or La'arba also, and this year will be Or to Yud Gimel, the previous night will be Thursday night, Bedikas Chametz, we have an additional Kiyum, which is not Midaraisa, that's Midarabamah. The Gemara says Midaraisa, Bedikas Ba'al Masadi, right? And Min HaTayra, one could be Mekayim, take care of the Achi of Min HaTayra, of getting rid of the Chametz, Ayidei Bittul B'Layim. And the Rabbanan, they said to be Vaidik as well. Now what was the reason for that? Why, if we could just be Mevatalit, so that seems to be fine. We could leave it wherever it is. If it's not mine, if it's the Chametz Hefka, the truth is that Bittul creates a Hefka, this Hefka could be in my Rishos also. It's Chametz, if it's chemtzah shel chaveda in your rishus on yantiv, you're not over. It's not your chametz. It has to be shel chol yateraya, aval ateraya shel achenu. So it should, in the raisa, there should be no reason that you have to go on a search and destroy mission in order, which the beer, really, the burning is really a chalek of the gemar, of the searching, the bedikas chametz. Why do you need any of that? So the Rishonim have two basic mahalchim here. There are two general mahalchim. The Ran says that the reason is because that we're chazal, we're choshish, that a person, since it's totally belay, bittul is belay, and it's basically dictated by what a person is actually feeling, what the Yedeya Machshavis knows, what you're feeling in your heart. If a person has thousands of dollars worth of chametz, or even if it's a lot less than that, but a geshemaka shtikul chametz, which so he may go through the motions and he may even believe himself that he was mevatalit, but on some level he really didn't really mean to be mevatalit because there was that little part of him that didn't want to relinquish the rights to the chametz because maybe somebody else can come and take it, which is a fact of the case. So Mimele Chazal said in order not to put that person, not the people shouldn't be in a position where they're tempted, b'yaydim or b'loyaydim, right, the Adana, the Loyadana, whether they know it or not, that you'll be mistopic, whether it was in fact a good bittul belayv. So they said that you have to be baidikit and be mevarit and be sarit, and that way you would certainly mekayim the mitzvah. That's the Ran's approach. Tosus and the Ran as well say a second shah, because Shema yimtze gluska yafa, Shema maybe in terms of the chiyuv of Balyira, Balyimatze, it's fine. You were Mekayim by just being a Vatalit, but Lamais is right there in front of you. And if it's right there in front of you, Shema Yavin La'achla, you may come to actually eat it. There's a separate Issa Karis on Pesach not to eat Chametz. So in order to avoid the Achilas Chametz, so for that reason they said that there's a Chiyuv Bedika and Bir and to be Soyde Fit on Erev Pesach. Those are the two general Mahalchim in Bedika and subsequently in the Bittul. Because the bedika we do are the night before, and at that time we make a partial bittul, a bittul on that which we don't know about.
which we want to be mevatel already at that point, meaning something that we're not intentionally leaving over that we still can eat for another, let's say, 15 hours or so. So on anything that we don't know about, we can already be mevatel, and we are mevatel already the night before. Again, everything this year gets moved back one day, instead of course, Friday night being the Orla HaBa'asa, which cannot do B'dikas Chametz, not the Or HaNer, certainly not. You can't do the Or HaNer, which was the Ikat HaChana, Friday night, so it gets backed up to Thursday night. So we make then the partial bittul. We say then the Chamira that is the Laya Dana that you don't know about. And so that you already make a bittul. And then the next day, which is today Friday, the day of Yud Gimel this year, after you say if you make Seifus Chametz, again, this year it's not going to be all your Chametz because you'll still be leaving some Chametz over. So at that point, you're not able to say the second installment of the Bittul because Memarusha, what you don't know about, you're already Mevatel. What you do know about, what you still want to say. That's what you're saving it still to eat Shabbos Friday, not Shabbos morning. So here, this year, the second installment, the second half of the Bittul doesn't take place until before this Zman Issa on actually Shabbos. So you have Thursday night will be the B'dikas Chametz, you have the Bir Chametz will be, and Thursday night you'll have a partial Bittul. Friday you'll have the Bir Chametz, and then Shabbos, Erev Pesach, when you would usually be doing it before this Zman Issa, you'll make the balance of the Bittul on everything, whether you know about it or not, you'll be involved. Which brings us to the last thing we want to discuss, which is the Mechiras Chametz. The Mechiras Chametz is something which is not a takanas, is not, people sometimes make the mistake of thinking that this is, like you have Brika, and you have Beer, and you have Mechira, that there's some sort of a Chiyav or a Tzivu to be Maricha your Chametz. There is not. There is no Chiyav to be Maricha Chametz. If a person doesn't want to sell their Chametz, he wants it, he'd rather destroy it, right? He has to get rid of it in some other fashion. If he wants to destroy the chametz, or if he doesn't have chametz, so he doesn't think that he has chametz, of course there's nothing wrong with selling it, it's just to decide, you can't do it if you want. If there's no chiyuv for a person if he doesn't think that he has chametz to sell, he's fairly certain. Let's say Bachi here is a good example, he's in this room, and he went through the entire dira, and he doesn't have anything left over with the Yemei B'dika, which of course you're mechuyav to do before you leave, preferably by night, L'Or HaNer, without a bracha, unless you're doing it Thursday night, which of course is more likely that you won't be. But if you're doing it, the bracha is only niskin in this man, which this year again is Thursday night. You're doing it before that, and it should be done, has to be done L'Or HaNer. But you did that, and you don't have any chametz, you don't want to save anything. You don't have a store where you have a lot of schayde that you want to keep over Pesach. So there's no chiyuv to be ma'ir for your chametz. And of course, like I said, if you ask me whether it's a good idea, why not? I mean, you take precautions in things which don't carry with them chiyuv, isurei, dairaisa. So if a person wants to do it, even if he doesn't feel like he has any specific reason to, certainly it's a good idea. Now, what would be the purpose of the Mechiras Chametz? So like we said, there are basically two main scenarios and reasons to be Mechiras Chametz. Mechiras Chametz also, agav, is something that for the most part became institutionalized not that long ago. It became in the hundreds rather than thousands of years. In the Middle Ages or so, so happens that the Yidden started, were in the bar, the liquor business. It was one of the few things, the catchments, and that's what. So Mele, they were in possession of a lot of chametz. So Mele, it became, there was a lot of pressure, so to speak, halachic pressure, that we needed to come up with a way in order to preserve the livelihoods of many Yidden, ways of creating and structuring mechiras that will be valid, halachically, will be valid mechiras, and the person won't come to be over having chametz, Balayram Balayimatsa. So that's really when it came into full vogue. It's mentioned earlier, it's mentioned in Bryce's, the mechanism is already mentioned, but as a matter of practice, it became that every year, or every family certainly sells the chametz before Pesach, whether you own a bar or not, that's probably relatively new in terms historically, it's not in the hundreds of years.
So now, why are we selling the chametz? So there are two basic reasons. Again, as we stated, if a person knows he has chametz, whether it's a lot of chametz, very valuable, if he has a store, and so on, or even if a person has 10 bottles of schnapps, or a couple of bottles of schnapps, and he considers it to be a hefsid, he has no interest in getting rid of it. So today, we're selling on mechira. Obviously, bittul is not going to work for that, because you don't want to be machir, and you're not destroying it. So lemeila, then, of course, mechira becomes necessary. The other situation which mechira is used is, for instance, if somebody, the family is going away, or a bachel for that matter, but mostly, let's say, a family is going away for Pesach, and they're trying to avoid, whether they know it or not, they're trying to avoid having to clean the entire house with Pesach. So, if you're going away, you could, like you said, you could still make a bedikas chametz a week before Pesach. You're also in the kind of mitzvah of bedikas chametz. And if you don't sell the chametz, you in fact have to. But let's say a person needs to get away in a way that is not going to be able, or they're not intending on cleaning for Pesach. So in that case, not only, it's not so much that you have chametz that you want to keep over, you have a lot of valuable chametz, but you're trying to avoid maybe the tercha, the effort that would be required of you if you would be making an entire bedikah. So a way of avoiding that, people often go away for Yom Tov today, so they feel they're not going to be home for Yom Tov anyways. Well, might say they have a chiyuv bedikah and beer, okay, but if they're going to sell the house before they leave, so it's not their chametz. So that's a way in which that's more that they're able to avoid the mitzvah of bedikah and beer chametz, rather than trying to preserve the destroying valuable chametz. Now, the second thing that we just outlined is obviously a little bit problematic, because one could say that, and in fact it's a machlokes ha'poskim, how proper is that after all? You're saying, I'm selling my chametz, so memeila, I won't have to do bedikas chametz. But you have a chiyuv to do bedikas chametz. It's a mitzvah in the Torah to do bedikas, and it's a rabbanon, to be baidik and be mevar your chametz. So that's not something which is certainly advisable. So memeila, what people then do is, what one can then do is, and you have to be selling it before the Zman Bedika. You can't say, well, I'll sell it after the Zman Bedika, because you don't want to do the Bedika. That's really the entire idea of it. So memeila, you're selling it before the Zman Bedika is hal, in order to sort of avoid the bedikas chametz, but you have a mitzvah to be baidik for chametz. I'm getting rid of all my chametz. That's something which Chazal decried very much. They looked very down upon. A person who does things, it says, the Gemara says that the Rebbeinu Shlom knows if you see the Zaken. A person could close their eyes like he didn't see the Talmud Chacham walk in. And in fact, Rashi says you'll be punished from standing up because you didn't see it. So Chamash Kolov, Yireisu Melekecha, that the Rebbeinu Shlom says, I know who's Mechuyev, who's just doing, Rashi's Lashon is called Titzdiki, he's taking strategizing over here in order to avoid being Mechayim Mitzvahs. So Memeila, the Eitzah is like this. The Eitzah is as follows. Now, to be sure, I just said the Eitzah could be as follows. What people do is that you could leave over, let's say, a room, or very often a person has a car, and the car they're going to be using regardless on over Yom Tov, or certainly if they're selling everything else, they're going to still be using. But let's say a room in the house, and one room, that they'll clean. Right? That's not that you pick the cleanest bedroom, and you'll clean that bedroom, and you'll make a bedikah over there before you leave the house. Again, either on there by night or whenever you're leaving. And that way you'll have been the kayin bedikas chametz. And on everything else, you'll be making the second. So the only thing is, so what ends up happening now is that this is in fact what the Rabbanim do, you then end up making two mechidas. You make a mechidas chametz because on the one hand, you want the chametz to be sold before the Zman Bedika. So obviously for that,
you're not making the usual mechira, because the usual mechira is being done on Erev Pesach. That's already too late. Once Erev Pesach comes around, you are ready to follow the mitzvah of the bedikah. You should have been making the bedikah the night before. So the only way to accomplish avoiding the bedikah's chametz, if that's the situation that a person is in, is they need to make a mechira prior to the normal mechira, which is on Erev Pesach, which is in fact done usually the day of Yud Gimel. So that this year everything gets backed up a day, so that will be done on Thursday. The Rabbanim go to the Goy, and they make a separate mechira on Yud Beis, which is negeya for the most part, negeya for people that want it to be sold before the Chiyuv B'dikah is far. But like we said, but you don't want to just to avoid mitzvahs. Well, you have a chiyuv that chooses to be voided to chametz, and you're just selling it, and you're selling the mitzvah out from under you. So the mela, what they do is you mishaya something, a room or some other place, which you'll leave over that you're able to be voided is manai, and that, if necessary, on that you can make a second mechira along with everybody else. You'll write into the shtar. There'll be one shtar that the rav takes with him to the guy on the day before, the day of your gimel in a normal year, you'll sell most of your chametz. And then, like everybody else, you'll write down in the shtar hashor that he takes to the guy. And at Taisa, you write down there that in the first shtar you wrote down my entire house except for this and this room. And at Taisa, you'll write down in the second mechir of Yudalid, it will say that I'm selling there this particular room again, because one never knows, maybe there is chametz there. And so on. So maybe you end up, very possibly, you make now again, this year it works out. By the way, in a typical year, there's another reason why one would make the mechira. There's a second big reason why they make a mechira a day before. It's not only like we outlined, if a person who's leaving his house and wants to sell it before the peak. The reason is, let's say a person is going to Eretz Yisrael, and the neighbor, a person is in America, a person, the mechida that he has that's going to take place, he's an American, so he contracts over here with his rav and the guy that the chametz is going to be sold, and then he goes to Eretz Yisrael for Yom Kippur, which is 7 hours ahead, and very likely, very possibly, by the time Yom Kippur arrives over there 7 hours earlier, 7 hours ahead of when it does over here, his chametz is not yet sold, but he's in possession of the chametz, because it's his chametz. And it's going to be 7 hours until the chametz is sold. It's been already yomtiv. Certainly if the disman issa, it's certainly already if the disman issa of chametz. So the meila is such an individual, me'ika hadin. This is not just a way of avoiding the chametz. For such an individual, you need to be making a mechira a day before. So this way, by the time, even though 7 hours earlier, by the time the disman issa rolls around in Eretz Yisrael, this chametz has already been sold, even given the fact that he's 7 hours ahead, because it was sold pretty much 24 hours before this month. Now again, this year everything is set back by one day. This year the Erev Pesach, the going to Eretz Yisrael scenario is not relevant, because again the Mechira this year is going to be on Friday. So even if you're 7 hours ahead, so you're going to end up, but the Mechira is being done 24 hours in advance of when this man is. It's being sold on Friday. Even if you're in Eretz Yisrael and you're 7 hours ahead, but you're allowed to have chametz until the next day, until about Chatzos, or the 11th hour, the 11th hour on the next day. So this year, the only real reason to make a mechira a day earlier is for the scenario, which is the popular reason, which is people that are not going to Eretz Yisrael, but just that they don't want to be in a position, if they're going away for Yom Kippur, to have to clean their entire house. So maybe you make the mechira before the zman b'dika is chal on you, before the chiyuv is chal, and so you don't have a chiyuv b'dika on all that, but at the same time, you mishaya, let's say a room or your car, enough so that you can be mekayim mechiyuv b'dika, and on that, if you want, you can be using the car, then typically you would be selling it. If you're going away from your house, you leave over a room, a bedroom, and that you're b'dik, and that you're going to sell the next day, and this year it's going to be one mechira on Yud Beis on Thursday, the second mechira is going to be on Yud Gimel on Friday.